My name is Germán Valdez. I work as a policy liaison with LACNIC. I'm going to give the brief reports about the LACNIC activities in the last month and what's going on right now in Latin American region. Before all, a very few slides with statistics. This is the IPv4 allocation per semester since 98. So if we take in account that in the second semester 2000, and two, we start operations in a region. There you can see an increase in the amounts or the allocations in Latin America. This is our data is until March 1st. And this is the amounts of slash 24s allocated in Latin America. As you can see, last year we have a very huge increase in the amounts of these slash 24s allocated. This is because the two national internet registry that are operating in Latin America request new space, and that's why this graphic shows a lot of slash 24s allocated in our region. Regarding our memberships, we have 300 members until December 31st, 2005. As you can see, the green area is about small ISPs, so these small organizations are the most important, not the more important, the most frequent kind of organization that's requesting internet resources in Latin America. we have been very involved in IPv6 activities, in IPv6 promotions in Latin America. During the DL presentation, he mentions a lot of activities about awareness of AFRINIC activities in the region. Well, we did the same when we started. It's very important that the awareness activities be made, try to get in contact with our customers, saying, here we are, that's the thing we do, this is your faculty, it's your responsibilities. This is the opportunity to participate and in the auto-regulated way of distribution of internet resources. In the case of Latin America, IPv6, the deployment of IPv6 in the region was very poor until last year. So we take some strategies to try to push a little bit the deployment of IPv6 in the region. Since LACNIC perspective, we take five strategies. The first one was to support to adopt policies according to the regional reality. The second step was waive your fees. IPv6 allocation in Latin America, they don't have any fee if already they have IPv4 allocations. We're also funding research regarding IPv6 projects or IPv6 investigations done through the academics in Latin America. A lot of promotion and a lot of training. Regarding the promotion, we organize an IPv6 tour, like a rock band. We try to promote IPv6 as this kind of event was a one-day event, focused to promote IPv6, trying to explain what it is, what innovations, opportunities is offering. It was more not a technical session. We tried to do it more like a marketing session. So in this way, we have different kind of people in these meetings. We have engineers, we have a professor, we have students, we have lawyers, we have network operators, we have people from government. We have very, very huge scope of people in these activities. We have more than 2,500 people registered in these activities. We have 10. This also helps a lot to constitute national working groups for IPv6 in all the countries that we were last year. We started in May in Caracas, Venezuela, and we end in Mexico City. I think this kind of meetings helps a lot in the promotions and the awareness of what IPv6 is. And this is what reflects through the statistics that we take before and after. And you can see during the 2005, when we made the IPVC's tour, we have increasing the amount of IPv6 allocation in comparison with the last years. And also, all the countries where we celebrated these events reflects the amount of IPv6 that the people requested. So far, we have 57 IPv6 allocations. Compared with another regions, is not too much. But well, we're taking the first steps, and happily I can say that there is a lot of more conscious about this new protocol. We have also been involved in a special project. We have a project that we call the FRIDA program. This is a joint initiative of LACNIC, which together with the Institute of Connectivity in the Americas, the International Development Research Center, and supported also by ISOC and JKP. The purpose of this program is to offer small grants to projects oriented to information technology in Latin America. We accomplished to get together a fund of almost $500,000, and during the 2005 we received 355 proposals from all over Latin America. And we granted $170,000 US dollars to these projects. We selected 14 projects from 21st different countries. This includes 3 projects related to IPv6, and we have a very broad scope also of different projects related to information technology. Also, we have another project we call Mass Raices, or Plus Root. That is something similar that Tapenix is doing here in Asia Pacific region, and we are trying to help the deployment of F-Roots root service in Latin America. So far, we have four countries which have are agree, and they have signed the agreements, the MOU with LACNIC and the ISC, which is the operator of the F-Roots, which is Venezuela, Argentina, Panama, and Chile, which is already implemented in the last December. Well, we have also 2 new communities supported through LACNIC. One of them is the NAPLA, which is the Association of Operator of IXPs in Latin America. They have a permanent forum, which is supported by LACNIC, and they're gonna have also their meeting during LACNIC 9. We have also another community which is oriented to CERTs. It's about security network. And we have also a new facility. We're going to have new facilities during 2006. I don't have too much to show you yet about the new facilities. This is the place. These are pictures taken the day after we bought this house. As you can see, there is a jungle there, and behind the jungle, you can see the house. It's a lot of work we have to do to condition the place, and we hope to move there in the second semester. And also, I can show you the view of the bus of LACNIC to the River Plate in Montevideo. And that is going to be our facilities. I hope during the next meeting we can show better pictures. Well, this is our new home. That is also your home in Uruguay. Okay, in the last slides regarding LACNIC 9, it's going to be a 5 days meeting. It's going to be held in Guatemala City. We're going to have tutorials, the IPv6 and network security. The Association of CCTLDs in Latin America is going to have their meeting together with us. We are going to have also the meeting within APLA and the first meeting of operators of people involved in security network in Latin America. A lot of activities also with IPv6 and also the Open Policy Forum. You are more than welcome to join us. And that's it. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Germán.
Okay. I wait. Thanks.